Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. I believe for Monday, April 8th, 2024, good having you with us. I don't know if you can hear me that well. It looks like you can. It'll just be pretty quiet. Let me check something here. Yeah, it looks like I may have... Oh, no, maybe it's okay now. Okay, we'll see what happens. Anyway, like I said, this is the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for April 8th, 2024. Anyway, it took me a while to load this website. That's why I loaded it ahead of time. So there you go. Before the show started. But we're going to read the weather now. Right now in Dallas, it is 41 degrees outside with overcast clouds. Yeah, definitely don't want to do that. Later today, it'll be cloudy with 50 high, 37 low. Tuesday, it'll be raining with 59 high, 39 low. Sorry about that, we got phlegm in my throat again. Why else? Why am I saying that? Anyway, Wednesday, it'll be cloudy with 61 high, 36 low. Thursday, it'll be cloudy with 63 high, 39 low. On Thursday, that is, on Friday it'll be cloudy with 61 high, 39 low. On Saturday it'll be raining with 64 high, 46 low. And then on Sunday it'll be raining with 57 high, 43 low. And that's, the weather report. I don't think I'll need a notepad, though. So I think if I just put in... Yeah. I got this new keyboard. Okay, hoping to view today's partial eclipse. Clouds may block Portland's chances. Well, unfortunately, that's going to be the case. It's just that. Looks like that solar eclipse is today, guys, but unfortunately it's not happening locally. It's happening somewhere else. Portland and some areas will get to see it a little bit, but it looks like the clouds is probably going to block it, so that's kind of unfortunate. Let's see if we can read about the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot winner to make up for it. I don't think it's keyed. Doesn't look like it. It say it was keyed. And it isn't. Someone in Oregon will soon be a lot richer after a single ticket was sold in the state with the winning numbers for Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Now, how much was the jackpot? Guess what? It was a whopping $1.326 billion. The jackpot had been estimated at $1.3 billion, but ticket sales had just drove it higher. Now, what were the winning numbers? The numbers were 22, 27, 44, 52, 69, and the Powerball 9. And the Power Play multiplier was 3x. How much does the winner really get to take home? Well, the jackpot has a cash value of $621 million if the winner chooses to take a lump sum for annuity paid over 30 years. The prize is subject to federal taxes and state taxes in Oregon. On prizes that are over $5,000, the Oregon Lottery withholds at least 24% for federal taxes and 8% for state taxes before paying the winner. Excuse me. USA Mega, an independent website tracking jackpot winnings, estimates that the final tax rates will be higher and this weekend's winner will take home $329.79 million after taxes if they choose the lump sum option. If the winner chooses the annuity, the annual payments would be about $44.2 million a year before taxes. Those checks will drop to just under $23.5 million after federal and state taxes, according to USA Mega. Over the 3 decades, that adds up to over $705 million. How does this stack up against other big lottery jackpots? It is the 4th largest Powerball jackpot and the 8th largest lottery jackpot overall in the country. Where was the winning ticket sold? In Northeast Portland. Lottery officials do not reveal the exact location of where the winning ticket was purchased until the prize has been claimed, but they did tell the Oregonian Oregon Live that it was purchased in the 97218 zip code, which does include Portland International Airport in the Coley neighborhood. How much does a store get for selling the winning ticket? Stores that sell Powerball and other lottery tickets get 1% selling bonus of up to $100,000 on prizes of $10,000 and above, according to the Oregon Lottery. So the store that sold this ticket will eventually hit that $100,000 cap. Can the winner remain anonymous? Unfortunately, no. In Oregon, the winner's name, the amount of the prize, the date of drawing, the city where the ticket was purchased are public record according to state law, whether they like it or not. Sorry. How long does the winner have to claim the prize? 1 year from the date of that drawing, so by April 6, 2025. So it's 2 days ago. Is this the largest jackpot win in Oregon? Yes, it is. The previous record in Oregon was a $340 million Powerball jackpot in 2005. How often do Oregonians win the Powerball jackpot? Not very really. This weekend's winner was the first since Stephen Nichol of Salem won $150.4 million back in 2018. And I don't know if I read the largest jackpot won Oregon, but the previous record in Oregon was $340 million jackpot back in 2005. What were the odds of winning the jackpot? 1 in 292.2 million. What should the winner do? First, sign the back of the ticket to show it belongs to them. Then hire an accountant and a financial advisor. And how can the winner claim the jackpot? They will need to make an appointment to claim the jackpot in Salem or Wilsonville, the lottery prizes payment centers. You can call 1-800-766-6789 to make an appointment. Simple as that. And we are just about out of time, guys, for obvious reasons. Alright, first things first, I am going to go ahead and put the music in first. Trying to figure out what was the first song I was going to put in, Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. So that would be in the 2010s category, I believe. Yep. Yep, there it is. And then we'll play Wonderwall, which I believe is in the 90s category. Subcategory, I should say. Yeah, I know, we're gonna run over. Suck it up. Alright. All right. Coming up is TMZ Celebrity News. Don't go away. On the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. We'll be right back. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, I don't know if you can hear me that well, but I hope everything's fine, so that's good. Anyway, it is now time for TMZ Celebrity News. Anyway, we're going to kick things off with Solar Eclipse 2024. Looks like the Texas Fest has been canceled and the severe weather has gone on. The Nigeria crowd is preparing. A music festival in Texas that was entirely dedicated to the solar eclipse is now getting scrapped entirely. And the reason is actually a little freaky, and ominous even, perhaps. The event is called Texas Eclipse 2024, a 5-day get-together in Burnett, Texas, which seems to be very much in the vein of Burning Man, which you can sense from all their marketing and promotional material. Not to mention all the pics and vids they have up on socials. God, that sun's so bright. I don't think I could even look at it. Important update, weather cancellation. All was well for these past few days. However, on Monday, the festival organizers broke some startling news, namely their whole event was just canceled over crappy weather. They write, "We regret to inform you over the severe weather forecast include risks of high winds, tornadic activity, large hail, and thunderstorms for later today, including during the eclipse Tuesday and Wednesday." T.E. Honchos go on to say that safety of their guests is their top priority, and after touching base with a lot of experts, including the National Weather Service, they've agreed to end things early out of an abundance of caution. Now, if there are some folks who want to stick around and watch the solar eclipse anyway, Texas Eclipse has its message for them. Guests may stay for the eclipse provided they pack and they are prepared to depart after totality. This guidance may change based on weather, though. So, in other words, stay your own risk, it seems, but don't expect any more tunes or good times as far as the fest goes. Because the whole thing is shuddering, and considering the timing, as well as what this event is centered around, it's a little eerie. If you buy into what Magori Taylor Green's peddling, though, it could be God's wrath speaking. But elsewhere in the country, people are gathering and getting ready to look at the sun. Hopefully not directly, and not without protection, as the moon covers up the sun and creates a ring of fire for a few minutes later today. Like, take Nigeria Falls, for example. There are viewing parties happening all over the U.S. And yes, telescopes and special eyewear all over the place. Because this celestial phenomenon happens very rarely, really. And as for the Texans, you better be careful, y'all. I'm surprised it showed the read more thing. Anyway, Jonathan Majors, no jail time in assault case. Intervention instead. Breaking news. Jonathan Majors' punishment for the guilty verdict in his assault and harassment trial is in, and he's avoided jail time. The actor went to court Monday in New York City with his attorney and his girlfriend, Megan Good, by his side. He looked solemn and serious and didn't stop for questions. A judge sentenced him to a 1-year intervention program that will be completed in L.A. Oh, there it is. Read more. As part of his program, he'll have to do 12 months of counseling, one session per week over the course of 52 weeks. The DA's office says if he doesn't comply with the conditions set here, he could face time behind bars. Let's read something else, guys. How about that? Young Miami, I'm not a sex worker despite calling herself one. Nah, we're not even bothering that. Let's read arrested for throwing chair off. This is funny. Let's read this. Morgan Wallen arrested for throwing chair off of a Nashville rooftop bar. Morgan Wallen is facing criminal charges after allegedly throwing a chair off of the roof of a bar in downtown Nashville this weekend. According to online records, the country singer was arrested booked Sunday night on 3 felony counts of reckless endangerment and 1 misdemeanor account of disorderly conduct. He was later released from jail after posting $15,250 bond. Per legal docs, which were obtained by TMZ, detailing the alleged incident, a chair came hurtling down 6 stories to the ground outside Chief's Bar Sunday evening, which landed just a few feet away from some Nashville PD officers who happened to be standing outside. Let's read more about this, guys. How about that? This isn't the first time Wallen has gotten hot water. He'd been arrested back in 2020 for public intoxication disorderly conduct. And of course, he landed in the World Conservatory after his N-word incident in 2021. Wow. We covered it all on the latest episode of the TMZ podcast, which is available on all podcast platforms. Alright, let's go ahead and stop it here, guys. How about that? Alright, let's put our music in first while we're at it, because that's usually what I do. I don't really know if you can hear me that well. It looks like you can, but I'm hoping I won't have to amplify this, because it looks like it's pretty quiet. But then again, when I pull it up there, maybe it is fine. Who knows? Sweet dreams are made of this, and all the small things. So, I'll put in all the small things first since we're already here. Put there. And after that, we'll put your reference in. We'll just have to put there first. I'll put the commercial in now. Sometimes you just gotta be accurate on what you're doing. Sorry about that little ding there. Even then, I feel think that's gonna work. I may just, well, then again, I probably am gonna have to put more commercials in. Verizon. Pokemon. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah, that'll work. No, that's, yeah, nope. Anyway, coming up will be, Food Talk, don't go away. Yeah, Food Talk is coming up, don't go away. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. So there you go. Anyway, it is now time for Food Talk, so let me go ahead and pull it up, assume it'll work. Yep, there we go. It's been so long since I've been on this website, so it should have worked, and it did. But anyway, let's just go ahead and rate some dessert recipes, guys. How about that? We'll start things off with the... Yeah, we already read that. I think we already read cream cheese brownies. And Mexican wedding cookies. We already read that. I think we already read fried Oreos. But here's something I don't think we've read, though. Boston cream pie. Yeah. An ancient good housekeeping recipe I religiously make every New Year's Day. If you've never made a scratch cake, you don't know what you're missing out on. Using cake flour is a must. See Lenny's recipe number 87689. Be sure to properly measure your flour by lightly spooning into a measure cup until overflowing, then using the back side of a knife to level off. Too little flour will produce a collapsed cake, and too much will have wet spots with dense layers. Cake layers are freezable too, by the way. Prep time also includes the assembly time, by the way. It's ready in 1 hour and 25 minutes. It yields 1 cake. There are 17 ingredients, and it serves 8. Here are the ingredients. We'll start with the cake layers. You'll need 2 large eggs, 2 cups of unsifted cake flour, 1 cup of sugar that's separated, 2.5 teaspoons of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/3 cup of vegetable oil, 1 cup of milk, and 2 teaspoons of vanilla extract. Now, onto the cream filling. 1.5 cups of milk, 2 tablespoons of cornstarch, 1/4 cup of sugar, 1 pinch of salt, 1 large egg, and 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract. Now, onto the chocolate glaze. For this, you'll need 1/4 cup of water, 2 tablespoons of sugar, and 1/2 cup of semi-sweet chocolate or 1/2 cup of milk chocolate chips. And there you go. Now, let's move on to directions, guys. Here are the directions. Step 1. Well, yeah, you get what I'm saying. First, you want to heat the oven at 350 degrees. I think it's in Fahrenheit. I'm pretty sure it is. Grease and flour 2 9-inch round cake pans, or make it easy on yourself and trace the bottom of the cake pans on a piece of wax paper and cut to fit, then place on the bottom of the pans. There's no need to grease. The cakes will just fall right out. Simple as that. After that, for the cake layers, you want to separate the eggs, place whites in a small clean bowl free of any grease or oil, and set aside in a large mixing bowl. Combine the cake flour, 3/4 cup of the sugar, baking powder and salt, and set aside. After that, in a small bowl with an electric mixer, beat egg whites until soft peaks form. Very gradually beat in the remaining 1/4 cup of sugar. Beat until the steam peaks form, then set aside. After that, add the egg yolks, oil, and 1/2 cup of milk to flour mixture. With electric mixer, beat until smooth, scraping the sides of bowl occasionally. Add the remaining 1/2 cup of milk and vanilla. Beat just until combined. Carefully fold beaten egg whites into batter. Divide the batter into the prepared pans. After that, bake the cakes for 20 to 25 minutes or until center spring back when gently pressed. Cool in pans on wire rack for 5 minutes. Loosen cake around edges with a sharp knife, and then turn the cakes out onto racks and remove wax paper if used to cool completely. Here's a tip. I made the cake layers in advance, wrap, and freeze. Defrost in the wrapper for a couple of hours, then proceed with the filling and glaze. After that, while the cake is baking, make the cream filling. Here's how to do it. In a 1-quart saucepan, heat 1 cup of milk to boiling in a cup or small bowl. combine remaining half cup of milk, cornstarch, sugar, pinch salt, egg, and vanilla until blended. After that, when the milk comes to boiling, gradually stir in the cornstarch mixture with wire whisk. Return to boiling, stirring constantly. Reduce heat and simmer 1 minute or until thickened the pudding consistency. Set aside to cool the room temperature. Then, after that, make the chocolate glaze. In 1 quart saucepan, as always, heat the water and sugar to boiling. Add the chocolate chips, stir until glaze is smooth, remove from heat, cool 5 to 10 minutes or until slightly thickened. And now, to assemble the cake, place 1 cake layer upside down or on a serving plate. Spread with cream filling. Top of the remaining cake layer right side up. Spoon glaze over top. Spread the edges of cake and refrigerate. Simple as that. And there you go. That is the Boston cream pie. Even though it's actually a cake, but still same thing. And I think that was the only recipe we got to read today, but hey, it's a pretty good one, I will admit. Anyway, coming up next, I believe, is a Pokemon Sleep update. And you're actually going to be really, I'm actually going to be surprised about it, because actually I got 2 new Pokemon back on Saturday, I think, and one of them is a very cool Pokemon. But first, I need to put some music in. First, we'll put in Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins. Very classic one, by the way. It's from Top Gun. The original Top Gun. And after that is Outkast, I believe. I believe it's in the 2000s, assuming I have it in here. And I do. Alright, so now we just need to put commercial in. We're good to go. Simple as that. Yeah, I think we'll just work with that. If we, I think if I saw, I still have like 1 minute to talk with you, but coming up at 8:50 a.m. is, Pokemon Sleep Update. And we'll do Pokemon Go at 8:20, and then we'll just do news and weather at 8:40. So that's your, outlook for the second half of the morning show. The morning club, I should say. But anyway, coming up is Kenny Loggins' Danger Zone. An Outkast Hey Ya right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club as we're transitioning to some older music here and there, not like it really matters. But yeah, but hey, gotta do some little experimenting here and there, I guess you could say. But anyway, coming up is Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins and Outkast Hey Ya. And after that, we're gonna do some Pokemon Sleep, guys, so don't go away. More of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club will be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Hey Y'all by Outkast and Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, hope you can still hear me, guys. Okay, good. That's good. But anyway, we're going to be doing Pokemon Sleep now, so here we go. And I did connect this to my speaker so you'd be able to hear the music. Sort of. Yeah. Alright. I just discovered recently that my Pokeball can't reach from here, so we'll just go ahead and synchronize it. Yep. Yes, we'll go ahead and start. Simple as that. Start now. Okay. Let's get this over with. We know the drill. Okay, must have slept less for some reason. Like, it matters to people on you, but matters to me. Oh, I see. It untracks sometimes. That's why. Well, that's a slap in the face, then. Alright. Wonderful set new record. I don't think we will, but maybe we will, because I get Snorlax up to Master 6. Nope, did not happen. But then again, it did go down, so there you go. Oh, got a new sleep style, that's nice. A top of a belly sleep for Rattata. Alright, guess I'm going to cut that part out. Not sure what that was, but anyway, as I was saying earlier, this was Rattata Top Belly Sleep. Still have one more to go with that one. Okay, this is a new one. This is actually a shiny one. I might want to befriend this one because it's actually shiny. I don't even care if it's not hungry. I'm afraid it whether it likes it or not. Okay, let's see if I can find enough sleep styles to get my research done. Don't think I will, though. Get unlocked the next site, I should say. Maybe I'll get lucky, though. I think it goes like 3 or 4, I'm not sure. I think it was 3, I could be wrong though. There's like 8 Pokemon here, but this is a 6th one I just got. Okay, this is another new one. Lazy Lookout Sleep. Love that music it plays when you got it. Okay, one more to find, and who knows where the heck it's at. Oh, there it is. This is a regular one I already had. I didn't hit okay for some reason. Okay, let's see if anyone will be hungry. Oh, well, you know, the shiny one is hungry. Well, let's go ahead and feed you the bonus biscuit then, see what that does. It befriended it instantly, kinda like what the Master Biscuit did. Then again, I did read an article online on the Gamer that said that shiny Pokemon do get befriended instantly. So that's kinda nice. And of course, the Raikou event is over with, though. But I'll explain more about that later, though. Yes, we get it. Keep it up next time. Yes, that photo looks good to me. I know I got Raikou main, but that event's pretty much useless to me now. That main's pretty much useless to me now, yeah. That was pretty much at the start of Rank 22, but yeah. See what level it is. Level 14, that's pretty good. It's a shiny one, obviously. But yeah. Okay, go away, Pokemon Go. Yep, goal met! Your sleep style dex goal, study 110 sleep styles, 100 diamonds, Thunderstone X1, and a Handy Candy Medium X1. Should we claim our awards on the air? Why, I think we should. I love that. I love hearing that. It kind of reminds me of the stuff you hear in Gates to Infinity somewhat. Well, look at this. Great job. You've now registered 110 sleep styles in your sleep style decks. And a researcher as diligent as you deserves a fine reward. So here, a Thunderstone. I thank you. As you may know, a Pokemon's appearance and stats can change enormously through evolution, after all. And Thunderstones like that one can cause certain species of Pokemon to evolve. They're very mysterious items. Not to say that items are the only way for Pokemon to evolve. There are actually many different methods of evolution out there. Try your hand at evolving some of your helper Pokemon now as you strive towards your next goal, registering 150 sleep styles. Simple as that. I'll get back to setting up another new area while you do. Okay, so we gotta do 40 more sleep styles until we can access the next area. Keep up the good work on that sleep research, you hear me? Alright. Alright, before we get out of here, okay, we can still do some exchanges here, we got like 2 days left, I'll just exchange some Raikou candy. I'll just get whatever I can with that, that should be good enough. Claim my sleep points. I might just go over with this segment, guys. I don't know. Well, probably shouldn't. I don't know. And let's go ahead and choose our next research site. So, basically, this is just the traditional drill. Saying goodbye to Snorlax, it just increases it by 5%. It's 25% on Greengrass Isle. And now we have to say goodbye to Snorlax. Simple as that. Take care, Snorlax. Thanks for a great week of snoozy studies, after all. In fact, this might have been my best week, after all, to be honest with you. Hey. Let's see what the grade was. I think I track my sleep every single day, actually, to be honest with you. Master 6. This is overall the best rating yet. Haha, S! You rested your absolute best this week, last week. Keep it up to continue getting great sleep. In fact, it gave me the best grade yet. Thank you so much, Pokemon Sleep. That is very much appreciated. I thought it was going to be A+, but... hey, you even had to give me even a better rating. But, yeah, that's just proof enough it gave me the best rating possible. Anyway, let's see, there's the Winter Wonderland. We can't go there yet, so we'll just go back to, Tapu Holo now that the event is over with, the, Raikou event. Go here. Yes. And yes, we are going over. Just as I had thought. Yep. Curries and Stews is what he's requesting. This Snorlax. I think we'll do another part of Pokemon Sleep at 9:20, by the way. But first, we have to go for all of this really quick. Alright, I'll give you more updates on Pokemon Sleep, but first, I haven't got to put the music in yet, and I don't know if I'll even be able to do that, because, yeah. But I'll try to do that first. I believe it's, Girls Just Want to Have Fun, and Sugar, We're Going Down, singing. Classic song, by the way, I shall admit. We'll just put a 2-minute commercial break in. I don't know, we'll see. Where's the one I usually put in? This one, yeah. Alright, I think this one's probably going to do the trick. Anyway, coming up is the second part of Pokemon Sleep. Don't go away, we'll be right back. That was Sugar, We're Going Down. by Fall Out Boy and Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper, right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, we're going to head back into the world of Pokemon Sleep, so here we go. Alright, so Snorlax is basic one, by the way. We need to fix that. Let me check my ingredient bag really quick. Okay, we're not doing that. Okay, yeah, I got plenty of ingredients we can work with. Get cooking. What is this? Nah, who cares? I'm gonna discover a new recipe. Bean Burger Curry. The tender bean patties are the star of the show in this curry, by the way. Hopefully you can hear me. I might have to amplify this episode a little bit. I don't know. I would hope not. We'll just have to hope for the best and see what happens. But anyway, what I was trying to say was, I actually managed to befriend Raikou, the legendary, Thunder Pokemon. That's right, folks. And this isn't in Pokemon Go, it's in Pokemon Sleep, but I guess you could say it's somewhat the same. Help if I could get all the berries in the basket there, and that would be my DSP that's coming in. Because I can hear Winston going nuts. So I'll just say, hello, Chris, on the air. I don't know if you can hear that so good, because I think my mic is not as loud as it seems. I think I used a recovery incense last night. Of that cry too. Pikachu. Come on, Pikachu. Pikachu. Countdown. 52. Alright. So let's see if we can get him up to basic 2 at least. Okay, you have to get up to basic 5 enough to get the great 1. Okay, this is a traditional Snorlax because the event is over with now. That's why I went back to Tapu Hollow. But my Pokemon are still intact. I might change them up a little bit now. I might swap out for that shiny Magneton. But I'm definitely keeping this Raikou in, though, for eternity, though. That is, there are no exceptions to him, though. Raikou is staying in my team whether he likes or not, because, yeah, there are no exceptions for him. But, yeah, and we're doing Pokemon Go at 9:40, by the way, guys. I did get a notification saying your Pokemon has battled hard and has returned to you, but I'm not sure if it's a Pokemon from the Catholic Church at St. Phillip's that I had left that was held hostage for so long, or if it was a Pokemon at the City Park. If it was a Pokemon at the City Park, then that very likely means the only Pokemon I have left is St. Phillip's. But if it was the St. Phillip's Pokemon, then that very likely means I have no Pokemon in gyms at all now, which is kind of concerning. But we'll find out at 9:40 a.m., guys. Let's see what Raikou has to offer. A berry. One berry. Wow. Nice. And he didn't even go up his rating. He didn't even go up at all. Maybe. You know, I got an idea. Well, actually, no, hold on. Denny's got something for us. Will this help out? Will you help us today? Not quite. Come on, guys. Someone's gotta help us. And Nightcap Pikachu ain't around for some reason. But you might have to... Yeah, see, everyone's happy because I used the recovery incense. That's good. Let's see what this has to offer. Medals received. Nice. Great. I'm trying to... Okay. Let's see here. Helper Whistle. Should we use one of those? I think we should save those. I do have plenty of them, though. You know, I wanted to get them up to basic 2. Let's go ahead and do it. Here we go. Come up to basic 2 at least. That's nice. Okay. I'll just let him keep eating his berries while we keep going. While he's doing that, I'm gonna go ahead and put some music in and commercials while he's doing his thing. Trying to figure out what it is. It's just spin me around and somebody's watching me. Both, I believe, are from the 80s. Like it or lump it. You spin me around. I think that is by, I forget who sings that. Oh, it's by Dead or Alive, okay. And the other one's by Rockwell, that I do know. There we go. I'll put the commercial in too while we're at it. Okay. It's gonna work or not, I don't think it will, but then again, we haven't... Okay, Snorlax is done eating, by the way, I have to stand up for a second here. Think, yeah, we'll just leave it alone, because we're not quite there yet. I'll just have to watch it, but yeah, but anyway, Snorlax is basic 2 now. I have to find 40 more new Pokemon to unlock Snowdrop Tundra and get 100 diamonds, a medium ingredient ticket, and a medium handy candy. So that's going to take a while. Anyway, let's get out of there now, and I guess we shall go to commercial break. But coming up at 9:40 a.m. will be Pokemon Go, I guess. Originally, it was going to be news and weather. But I guess we can do Pokemon Go at 9:40. It doesn't matter. Anyway, coming up at 9:40, I guess, is Pokemon Go following the commercial break, and Dead or Alive and Rockwell with You Spin Me Round Like a Record and Somebody's Watching Me right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. We will be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Somebody's Watching Me single version by Rockwell and You Spin Me Round Like a Record by Dead or Alive right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, one more segment to go, guys, and it's going to be playing Pokemon Go, so here we go. And by the way, I did have to turn off the music because it was getting kind of annoying. So I do apologize for that. Let's go ahead and heal up Staraptor. So sorry, it's not going to be so interactive. Yep, looks like I'll have no Pokemon in gyms now, because this is the last one I had. In fact, they knocked it out last night, actually. That's very concerning. Actually, maybe we still have one out. City Park Entrance. Are they killing this right now? Alright, I guess I'll feed you first, then. How do we want to do that, though? There we go. This might be the only one I have in a gym right now. Incineroar is back after a hard battle and has given me 50 coins. Well done. You deserve a max revive. Alright. Yeah, I'm not gonna get a lot of rewards. Just Stardust experience. Okay, what? I think Vikavolt is the only one in, yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of concerning. Let's just go ahead and power up a Pokemon 3 times and get some Ultra Balls. Who should we power up, guys? I don't know. Someone that's pretty low. What about that Hippopotamus that got knocked out, guys? Goes this one. Yeah. 2, 3. There we go. Alright, claim reward. Furfru, huh? First ball, what do you know? And my capture day are reset, but the reason behind that is that my 7-day streak was achieved yesterday. It's heavy and tall, so that's very interesting. 3-star, yes. We'll mark it. Okay. Whoa. Okay. Huh, those gems aren't yellow. That's very interesting. They're blue. Birch Park and, Seven Anvis Church are blue, so Chris could get in that gym if he desires. And I did catch, this Pokemon, by the way, oh, what is it called? Starts with K. Or not. Oh, it's K-R. Kartana. This is a rare, interesting Pokemon. It's a pretty small one, but I do have it. I got on the last ball, ironically, but I got it. It's a grass steel. It was remotely caught at a raid in Otis, Oregon. That's very interesting. But yeah, it only weighs 0.15 kilograms, and it measures at only 0.33 meters. But the but it doesn't know any grass and steel type moves. It only knows, it knows all flying type moves, so yeah. That's very interesting. And I got a three-star Salamence that became the third biggest Pokemon, even besting out Hydreigon. So that was pretty cool. I don't have any Mega Energy to Mega Evolve it, but no big deal. If worst case scenario, I can just max out at least, but yeah. But it's pretty good enough as it is. And I think that Furfru was our first catch today as well. We still have to get our first spin today, but I can't really do that on the air for very obvious reasons. But yeah, yeah. But I guess that is pretty much it for Pokemon Go. I healed the only Pokemon I had in the gym, unfortunately, because obviously the only one I have is Vikavolt at the Dallas City Park entrance. And if he gets knocked out, that means there will be no more Pokemon in gyms anymore, which forces me to either buy coins with real money or put more Pokemon in gyms, or you know what I mean, but you get what I'm saying. But yeah, but anyway, we're gonna get out of Pokemon Go now. Again, I apologize there was no music, but I had to turn it off because obviously it was getting annoying, and that's just how it's gotta be. I'll just switch that back to the FM thing there. And again, this will do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. So let's go ahead and put the music in first, because I know I wanted to play. It was going to be the reason, since we're in the 2000s category, only seems fair to do this first. Okay, the reason... I think it's... yeah, rolling in the deep. And now we gotta put the commercial in. I believe we'll just trying to figure out which one I wanna put in. So we'll just put this one in, I guess. Hopefully this will be long enough. I don't think it will, but we'll see. If worst case scenario. Okay, yeah, I still got a little bit left to talk to you guys, but I've already gotten that taken care of. I'll probably have to do it at 56:15, or a little bit after 56:15. That's when I have to trigger it, because that's when Rolling the Deep needs to start, but yeah. I'll probably be around, probably around 9:50, so yeah, pretty close, cutting it pretty close, yeah, we'll see. But anyway, I still got 2 minutes left. I guess I can, I guess I could read the weather, but I don't really feel like refreshing the page, because then it takes a while to load up. I might have closed it off, I don't know, but anyway, I guess that is it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Monday, April 8th, 2024, guys. It's been good having you with us. Again, this whole second half of the show was devoted to Pokemon, obviously, so that's very interesting. And obviously, yesterday they were killing gyms like there was no tomorrow, so that was sad, but oh well. We'll pay back later, but yeah, there you have it. But anyway, I guess that's just how it's gotta be, guys. But until next time, I am Jesse Atkinson, or otherwise known as the Lone Lycanroc, sometimes referred to on my YouTube channels. But until next time, I will see you on April 9th, which is a Tuesday. I'm not seeing a movie on Tuesday, by the way, but oh well. But yeah, I'll probably have to sign off early, actually, very likely, because it looks like it's going to be, I guess I could sign off at 9:50 directly. Yeah, we'll just do that, yeah. Anyway, until next time, I am Jesse Atkinson on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I will see you hopefully tomorrow on Tuesday, which will be April 9th. But until next time, I am Jesse Hackinson. See you tomorrow, everyone. And as always, I hope you enjoy your fabulous afternoon and evening, everyone. And until next time, goodbye, everyone. Bye. Bye. Bye.